Hello, I'm Ben Laidler, eToro's global market strategist, and you're listening to The Daily Voice, where I delve every day into the important topics every investor should be aware of, and I do it all in under 5 minutes. You can also find this content on my comprehensive daily blog, with a reminder that this podcast is intended solely for information and educational purposes. Please stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. Now let's get started. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Daily Voice. Our two focuses today, firstly, the large amounts of cash on the sidelines, and secondly, the three keys for this week. So firstly, stock markets have rallied hard this year, and a breather or a pullback is inevitable, but we see it as an opportunity, not a threat, especially with the twin rally pillars in place of returning double-digit earnings growth and coming interest rate cuts alongside the significant cash we see on the sidelines. So the S&P 500 averages 2 to 3 modest 5% pullbacks a year with an average 14% intra-year drop. But all this is in the context of that average annual 10% S&P 500 long-term return. There is a significant amount of cash on the sidelines to buy into any significant pullback, including a record $6.4 trillion in US money market funds, institutional investors with a high 4.4% average cash position, and our broader investor sentiment index is only at average levels, not extreme ones. So the only two things we really think that could disrupt this benign outlook and drive a more sinister correction is firstly, a big profit stumble from the supersized US stock market or tech sector, or secondly, an end to the immaculate disinflation we've been seeing that could force central banks to turn table and begin to hike rates. The second topic is the week ahead. It's going to be a quieter and shorter one than last week's extravaganza of central bank meetings, earnings, and IPOs. The three things we're watching are firstly, the data highlight is Friday's Fed favorite US PC inflation report for February. We're likely to see a stall at around last month's 2.4% year-over-year level. But this comes a week after the Fed has reiterated its three-cut outlook for 2024. Secondly, it's going to be a slow earnings week ahead of the April 12th kickoff of first quarter earnings season. We've got fast fashion H&M, staple stock McCormick, UK betting stock Flutter, software Paychex, and BYD to Anta in China. And then finally, it's going to be a short week with the Friday and Monday Easter holidays in much of the world. Plus Friday is the end of March and the end of a strong first quarter that was led up by crypto and stocks. And we're looking ahead to the start of second quarter, where I think the three highlights are going to be the reality of interest rate cuts in the US and Europe, the first quarter earnings season, and this heavy election calendar from Europe to Mexico to India. So that's it. Please like and subscribe us. Go to eToro Plus to see the research, and we'll chat again tomorrow. Thanks very much. Bye. You've been listening to Digested Invest by eToro. For more information, please visit us at eToro.com. This podcast is for informational and education purposes only. It should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instruments. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation, and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements for independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.